Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, normally at 5 o'clock on Wednesdays, as we're live at Ingles Markets, we have Melissa's Moment, an opportunity every other week to catch up with the marketing director for Ingles Markets. But Melissa had to take off, pressing business going on, so we're having to go to the bullpen. We're calling in the lefty coach, who is one of our sales people here at the Fan Upstate and at Odyssey. Jay Wilson joining us, and Jay, you
account executive.
Account executive.
Get it right, Diesel. Get it right.
Whatever.
you walked in here with like looking like my dog when he's got something in his mouth that he's not supposed to have. He's showing it off. Hey, he's so proud of it. He's so happy about it. But you had to bring this thing in a locked briefcase.
Yeah.
With multiple layers of passwords and securities and all this to get it in, Jay. You've got an interesting artifact that you brought with you.
I do. And it's kind of funny that I'm telling you the story on the radio. I've told the story to my, you know, family and friends for years. But, yeah, this is a really cool little piece. I'm going to take you back in the Wayback Machine here because I'm a lot older than you guys.
Yeah, you are, by
so,
the way.
To the 90s.
In the 1900s, I'm taking you way back, 1976, long time ago. I was 16 years old, so
wow.
You can figure out how old I am.
Yeah. That was BC.
Thank you, BC, yep. And so I go to, and I'm probably going to tick off all the people who hate the New York Yankees, but this is based around them. So I was growing up upstate New York and was visiting my uncle in the Bronx, New York.
No way.
A lovely suburb. decided that I was going to go to Yankees Old Timers Day. And on my own, took the subway into Manhattan. It was a nightmare. Anyway, by the way, 1970s New York, quite crime ridden. I'll just leave it
you
at that.
You don't say.
A little bit of crime going on. So I was a little scared, which kind of fits into this story. So I go to Yankee Stadium. It's Old Timers Day. And, you know, I just want to see who I can see by the player's entrance. This is at the old Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting out there. And, you know, the current players are coming by. I'm obviously super excited, and they're coming by. And about halfway into, you know, I was there hours ahead of the game. Here comes Joe DiMaggio walking through the crowd. And, of course, you know, literally like the entire – everybody outside just started mobbing him. I walked up, and I told Diesel earlier, I did the geek thing and just walked up and, like, touched his back. Like, I was like, hey, Joe, you know, like, patted him on the back.
That is weird.
Just to say I touched Joe DiMaggio.
Small of his back? The middle of his back?
Actually, I kind of no.
The
weird
part of his back?
No, the widest part of his back at the top. Wow, this is getting weird.
It did get weird, yeah.
So after I touched Joe, About 10 minutes later came another guy you might have heard of. His name was Mickey Mantle.
Yeah,
so he came by, and, of course, he was my childhood hero. I still have my 1969 Mickey Mantle baseball card in mint condition. I think it's worth a few dollars.
Wow.
But anyway, so same thing. So I pat Mickey on the back because I was 16. I don't know what else to do. So that was that, and then all the players went by, and, you know, all of a sudden it was kind of dwindling down a little bit. And then up comes this kid. Now, he was about my age, and he comes up, and my first thought is, oh, man, this kid's going to hustle me. He's going to try to get money out of me. Something bad's about to happen here, and this is probably the life lesson on this story. So this kid comes up, and he goes, hey, how you doing? I said, oh, I'm good. He goes, yeah, my name's Chris. And immediately I'm thinking, this kid is going to figure out a way to get my wallet out of my pocket. Something really bad's going to happen. We're in the Bronx, right? And he says, yeah, I'm a Mickey Rivers' godson. Now, Mickey Rivers at the time was playing center field for the Yankees, and he was, like, also one of my heroes. And I thought this kid was totally full of it. And I'm listening to him, letting him talk. And he says, yeah, I know all the players. And I'm like, and I'm still thinking this is all BS. So I'm waiting, and all of a sudden I turn around, and walking towards me is Billy Martin, who was the manager of the Yankees at the time. This Billy Martin walks directly up to this kid as I'm standing there. I'm literally like a foot from Billy Martin. And he walks up to this kid and he goes, hey, Chris. And I'm like, oh, God, he actually knows his name. He goes, Chris, he goes, get me a can of Vienna sausage for seventh inning stretch. That's all I heard Billy Martin say. And I look and he goes, okay, man, I got you. You know, and Billy Martin walks through the player's entrance, and now I'm like, oh, my God, this kid's, like, really telling the truth. So he says, hey, listen, and a couple other players come by, and they acknowledge him, and he says, hey, listen, he goes, I'm going to go into the stadium. I'll see what I can grab you, which I had no idea what that meant. So he leaves, and it's like an hour. Like, I'm seeing all the players still coming in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm seeing their cars. It was just – I was, like, totally Yankee geeked out. So all of a sudden, like an hour later, and it's still, like, a good – hour before the game,
yeah,
this kid comes back out, and he literally walks up to me, hands me this Show it, ball. Just,
yeah,
oh, I'm sorry.
You're on the string.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Hi,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Hands me this ball and says, hey, man, I got to go. And that's literally the last time I saw this kid.
Wow. Ever?
Hands me the ball, doesn't ask me for anything, and just disappears.
You've never seen him again?
Never saw him again. But there is a follow-up to that. So I look at I haven't even looked at the ball yet. He literally just this is an American League baseball. Like, he got this from dugout, whatever, brand new in 1976. Hands me the ball, and I look down at it, and I thought I was going to have a stroke. on one sweet spot, Joe DiMaggio.
No way.
On the other sweet spot, Mickey Mantle.
No way.
Yeah, on the same ball. And then he grabbed whoever else was down in the dugout. Phil Rizzuto, very famous.
No way.
He's on this ball. Hank Bauer, huge Yankee guy. Bill Scourin, some of these names you might not know. Elliot Maddox was a current player for the Yankees at the time. Anyway, so I get this ball. Now, I'm in the Bronx, crime-ridden Bronx, and I literally am like, what am I going to do with this ball? Like, I have this, like, unbelievable thing.
Yeah.
So I stick it in my jeans, and I've got this, like, ball wad, you know, in my right pocket, and I'm walking around going, oh my God, someone's gonna see this. So I walked into the where all the now I'm in the stadium, and I go to the garbage can, because that's where you go, and there was someone had eaten one of those little ice cream containers.
Yeah.
So I literally gutted out the ice cream container and got some napkins and stuck this ball in it, and then, like, hid it under my shirt for the rest, and then I had to get back on the subway into the Bronx.
Why didn't you just put it in your pants?
No, I don't know. If you ever go look at 70s fashion, people wore really tight jeans back then, and I was 16, so I don't think there was a lot of room in my pants.
If you need any more proof that people were built different in the 70s, Billy Martin was eating a can of Vienna sausages in the seventh inning and could hold it in for three more innings of a ball game. Wow.
But anyway.
That's incredible.
It's a great story. And the ball is a beautiful
story.
You know,
so the kid, you never saw him again.
Now, I will say this. About 5 years ago, I reached out to Mickey Rivers, who's still alive, found him on something, because I literally wanted to say, hey, Mickey, by the way, I don't know this guy, but this guy claimed to be your
godson.
His name was Chris. told him the whole story in my little – never got a response back. Yeah. But it was fun to reach out
to
him.
Chris.
You know? Yeah, Chris
that
who?
That kid stole that ball from the clubhouse and told Jay Wilson that, you know, I'm the godson of this
that
guy.
That might have been why he just handed it to me and ran. He just stole it, right?
They've been looking for that ball, Diesel, for 54 years. Yeah. It was supposed to be on some kind of – you know, shelf.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And it's in South Carolina.
He stole it off Dennis Leary's shelf and went out and played
That's
ball
right.
with it.
That's
wow.
Right. What
Little
a story.
Did they know it'd be in Bowling Springs, the Ingles, 56 years. What year was that?
And I'm actually leaving now because I think someone's driving here to steal.
Yeah, yeah. 1976.
So 49 years ago. There we go.
49 years ago. Yep. And you were how old? You said?
I was 16.
16 years old.
So I'm like 100 and
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. That's incredible, anyway. Though. Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle.
On the same ball.
Two of the best Yankees ever.
Yep.
I mean, and you know, there's a lot of Yankee fans in the upstate because of, you know, the Yankees being the team that everybody pulled for.
Yeah.
That's a great story. Now, let me ask you this.
Have you ever had that ball appraised?
That's what I was about to ask.
No.
How much do you think you could get for it?
I have no idea. And you know what's funny? I have a son. And he has, and my daughter,
heard this one before.
Neither one of them have any interest in sports. So I don't know what, you know, I'm going to have to find, maybe one of my grandkids will get this. I don't know. Or maybe I'll just get old and sell it one day, you know. Who knows?
Diesel, how much do you?
How much more money can you stand to have?
Oh, my gosh.
That's true.
You know, it just drops out of my pocket.
It does. If you had a guess.
Hey, can you pick up that 100 there? I think that just fell out of my
Dan
pocket.
Dan B., who's here at Ingles.
Wow.
If you had a guess, how much?
$1,000? $500. Really? I don't think so.
You think it's that high?
Nah, I don't.
If it is,
you know
better
what I
sell
think?
It tonight.
The story is real. I
the
love
story's
the stories.
Phenomenal.
The story's always been my favorite.
So
thing.
The story, if you just tuned in, some random kid that was sneaking in the clubhouse that wasn't supposed to be there bamboozled Jay Wilson, one of our account executives, into believing he was the grandson of
– Mickey Rivers.
I'm sorry, godson.
Godson.
Of
yep.
Mickey Rivers. I don't know. I was going to guess –
Couple thousand.
So,
yeah.
According to AI, a Mickey Mantle autograph could be worth $500 to $8,000. So, I mean, there's obviously a big
range.
Old range.
Yep.
And you throw
and
in
the fact
Joe DiMaggio.
That Joe, and they're on the same ball.
Well, I think that's the key. Now, Mickey Mantle, in his later years, I mean, he was one of the guys that went to the shows and just signed until his arm fell off.
Oh, never mind.
Look, if only there was auto pen back
you
in the
can,
day.
You can buy a Joe DiMaggio signed ball, and you can buy a Mickey Mantle signed ball. I don't know if there's many that both of them signed.
All right, so here's listen to this.
Yeah, and I might be totally wrong.
On eBay right now.
Yeah.
There's seven of them. There's a Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth.
Okay, that's
then
a different.
That's big time.
That's a different
big
animal,
time.
Yeah.
Mickey Mantle, Joe DiMaggio.
On the same ball?
On the same ball.
Oh, my God.
$54,000.
Well, I can tell you what $53,000 of that is.
Babe Ruth,
yeah.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right,
how did they get – Wow.
Now
so,
here.
Oh, okay. So someone maybe had a Babe Ruth ball and then.
They got Joe and Mickey.
Yeah.
So Dan is here and he's looking at one listed with Mickey Mantle and Joe DiMaggio on it.
Yep.
Baseball, about $5,000.
Wow. Does that say Walmart up there at the top? What is that? Walmart.
That's crazy.
So Walmart has it? Oh, you
I was looking at early retirement. Oh my God, I'm looking at the end of my career here.
Oh, you can sell on through Walmart like eBay. I didn't know that.
Wow.
This one I'm looking at is $2,400, $2,000.
Oh wow.
Texter says it's worth $5,000or $15 on Pawn Stars.
Here, let's
best
double
I can
check.
Do.
Let's see if it's
Dewey's Pawn Shop. Take it to Dewey's.
Yeah.
Take
okay.
it to Dewey's
that's,
Pawn
that's
Shop.
That's what we need. Yeah. We need Dewey to call in.
We
text in. Dewey's
oh,
on
I
the
just
street.
Realized this
Wait,
says
how much would you
Matt
pay
Dewey
for it, Dewey?
Or Dewey Dewey? Well.
I just realized this says Jim DiMaggio.
Ah.
So maybe it's not real. I'm sorry. I told you that whole story. Oh, and Mickey Mantle. Oh,
Mickey
my
Mantle.
God. The whole
he's
thing.
Just trying to get
so
out. He's trying to get out of here without getting
he is.
What
he is.
To do.
Yeah, you had me for like 2 seconds. You did. You had me for 2 seconds.
That would have been a fun segment. I tell the whole story and then tell you it's fake. No, it's real.
Baby Ruth. It's signed by some lady.
Now, who put this in? Who put the case? Did you do the case?
After the ice cream container, it was a little better.
Oh, that's
it was an upgrade.
A little bit nicer. I'll make you a deal right now on it.
Oh.
Here we go. Live on air.
$80.
$80, yes or
and,
no?
And a sub from Ingles.
We were going to go Chinese from
Yeah,
Eagles.
I got a couple $5 gift cards here
yeah,
for you.
I'm telling you, I know the ball's probably worth some money, but I love the story. Because it's
story's
such a
great.
Unique
yeah.
story.
The story is
great. It's a crazy story.
You're right. The memory that you still remember it,
yeah,
I'm assuming.
Oh, God, like it was yesterday. Yeah.
The experience.
Because it was so iconic, yeah.
$1,000 right now, yes or no?
I'll keep it, man.
Cole, you don't have $1,000.
Yeah, right. What are you talking about?
No, I don't
about?
Know what to talk about.
Yeah, we're radio.
Anyway, yeah, it's a great piece.
$1,000 for my other job.
I call not that my prized possession. I don't own anything else that's that cool. I have nothing else.
You know what, though? All kidding aside, unless you're like a diehard Yankees fan,
yeah,
I would much rather keep it because of the story, to
yeah.
your point.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of sentimental value there. Yeah,
it's a sentimental value. Yeah, yeah. And some kid lied to you and said it was the gods. I wouldn't, I'm a baseball fan, but I wouldn't be. I think you would have to be a diehard Yankees fan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dewey's offer is $65. Take it or leave it.
Dewey from Dewey's Pawn Shop?
Different Dewey.
Oh, okay.
There's more than one
gotcha.
Dewey.
Because Dewey's Pawn Shop, he's got money.
Yeah, yeah, Dewey. It's a different Dewey.
Maybe I'll swap a gun with him or something.
Yeah,
there you go.
That is probably, all kidding aside, probably worth $2,000.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, and Phil, by the way, in New York, Phil Rizzuto is another guy that's like a god.
Yeah.
So, but again, you know, it's a random look. There's probably people that were there that day that got balls and signed by
and
every
that kid
single,
told 904 yeah. people that he was the godson.
Was, yeah,
does having autographs from players that didn't go on to have phenomenal, you know, careers like that, does that devalue a ball? Like having you named a couple of players that I've
yeah,
never
yeah.
heard of. But,
I mean, Hank Bauer was a huge home run hitter for the Yankees.
Yeah.
You know, I think it depends. I think, you know, what's interesting to me is that, you know, I'm 65 years old. At some point, you know, guys, I mean, you guys are way younger than me. Guys that are coming up that are 20, they don't give a crap about, you know. So what's the value yeah. going to be in 20 years?
Will there be any
value?
I think we could take it.
What does Joe DiMaggio mean to some?
Well, you're right. I was joking about the 1,000. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't
500.
Give you. I wouldn't. No, I mean, personally, is
yeah.
even though I
couple
love.
Couple $100.
I wouldn't give you a couple $100 for it.
Well, you know what? I'm taking it home then.
No, and that just
no,
kind of proves
know,
your point,
your
though.
Value it's, to it. It doesn't mean it, anything
it
to you.
It doesn't mean anything to
and
me.
And the only reason, look, if I had money and bought a Joe DiMaggio Mickey and I had $5,000 to buy it, it wouldn't mean anything to
That's
me.
Right.
It'd just be like, okay, I'll sell this someday.
That's interesting.
So this is very personal.
You know, everybody's got like
yes.
sports collectibles. 100%. We have a lot of listeners who have sports collectibles who, you know, it might be, you know, 80 or 90 Chicago Bulls
right.
stuff, and you've got 10 things autographed by
yeah.
by Michael Jordan and autographed by Scottie yeah. Pippen and whoever, Horace Grant. But to a kid coming up now who's
right.
infatuated with LeBron James,
yeah.
the Jordan era Bulls might not mean a whole lot
no.
to him. So it might
100%.
Not mean much. It's like if you're going to sell it, you better sell it while the selling's good.
If I do, I have another second because I want
yeah. you have.
So
yes.
here's a
three
here's another,
actually.
Here's another example. So if you guys want to look this up someday, Eddie Fainer, softball extraordinaire. This guy could pitch blindfolded from second base.
Wow!
And threw smoke, and he did this into his 70s. Fainer is like F-I-E-G-N-E-R something, and he was called the king. And it was called the king and his court. And it was the most amazing thing I saw. And I went to see this when I was like 14, 15 years old. And we went down to the field. I have Eddie Fainer's autograph. It means absolutely nothing because I'm seeing you guys are like, who the hell is Eddie Fainer? To me, though, it was a moment with my dad.
Yeah.
You know, so you're right. Autographs are, you know,
yeah,
it can be very personal. And there's a lot of people that just buy, sell stuff. You
and
know.
I also think autographs, for whatever reason, mean less today than they did
yeah.
25 years
yeah.
ago.
You know? I've got a million autographs. You know, I worked for a big syndicated radio show for a long time. I have hundreds of autographs of famous people, and I'm literally looking at them like, well, my kids don't care about this. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
That's interesting. That's interesting. I think autographs have – I don't know what the reason is, but you feel like – Dan, would you agree?
I think it's because we have more access to celebrities and
yeah,
sports figures than we've ever
now.
Had
yeah.
before. You can go get it, or, you know, you just – on your phone, you can
yes.
you can read things that they wrote moment by moment every day, so it kind
yeah.
of demystifies the person.
And I'll tell you, again, because of my age, when I was a kid, Joe Namath was one of my heroes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I literally remember writing a letter as a kid, and I still have it. I wrote a letter. This is what I wrote. Joe Namath, Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. Somehow I got the zip code. I was like, you know, 12 years old. And I sent a letter. Dear Joe, can you please send me your autograph? I mean, this is like old school, right?
Old school.
And believe
stuff.
It or not, like 3 months later, here comes Joe Namath. And it was one of those auto sign, you know, it wasn't his. But I'm telling you, as a 12-year-old, Joe Namath was, you know, had won the Super Bowl. It was like the greatest thing ever to
and
arrive
in the
mail.
And what was the name of the show, the syndicated show? Suntolo's out there, Mike.
Oh, John Boy and Billy.
Yeah, they would
know
that.
They've been around for a while.
Until what, December? Is that right?
They're done at the end of this year.
Our sister station, the first station that's syndicated.
And I was with them when we added our first syndicated station, which was WROQ. That's right.
Which character did you play on the show?
I played a white guy rapper for a while, and then I got kicked off the show. I was Enema M.
Enema M.
And I got kicked off. They let me write whatever I wanted, and it was getting a little risque. And then one day I did a rap about NASCAR, and Billy of John Boy and Billy, he would start the beat for me, and then I'd start rapping. And it was something about Wedge in the Rear.
Oh, my God.
And that was the last time I ever did that. Johnny kind of looked
Wonder
at me
why.
And was like, yeah, we're done with this character. I have a few of those. I'll have to find those
That's
for you guys.
Funny, man.
Play them for you one
That's
day.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, Enema M. That was my
Not
favorite.
What I thought I would hear today on the show.
Oh, wait. Do I have another second?
You got one more second.
All right, one more second. I knew Steph Curry when he was 5 years old.
Oh, you told me about his dad's brother?
Yep.
What is that?
Jackie Curry is on the John Boy and Billy show. Her brother is Del Curry, which means that Steph Curry is her nephew.
That's her
and
nephew.
They used to bring Steph and Seth. They used to all come by. Sadell, his sister, they used to come by the station when they were like 5 years old. We had to like kick them out of our office. We're like, get these kids out of our office. And so it's kind of cool for me now to see, you know, to watch the NBA and go, that kid used to – you know, rifle through my garbage can.
wow. Can you give us a little
Yeah. Anyway, it's a long time ago.
Can you give us a little
What do you need?
A little beat?
Oh.
Some Enema M?
Yeah.
Yo, my name, it was like that.
Oh, yes. I didn't know what was about to happen.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Okay.
Bill Bender, the sporting news, next on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Taking those upset picks at 844-326-3663. Keep them coming throughout the last hour and a half or so of the show. Let's talk college football right now with Bill Bender of The Sporting News. He joins the show every single Wednesday. Bill, what was your initial reaction to the ACC fining Dabo Swinney $10,000 for calling that OPI or DPI, excuse me, the worst call he's ever seen? We got the SEC out there firing referees for making bad calls, and the ACC is extracting $10,000 from Dabo.
I didn't see it. I had my head down. Well, I mean, either way, I mean, that's pretty standard, right? When you criticize the officials like that, you're going to probably hit you in the wallet there, and that's what happened. So, not a huge reaction to it. I think you know, Dabo's sideline behavior certainly became a story on Saturday, but I don't know. You guys tell me what the mood is. I don't know what the temperature is down there.
The temperature's not great, as we're joined by Bill Bender right here on the Fan Upstate. So glad to have you on the show, Bill. Always appreciate you. It's Cole here. When you look at Clemson's situation, we'll start with that, and you mentioned the temperature that is increasing when you talk about the temperature around the program and around Dabo Swinney's seat as well. I think it's a common narrative that most people believe Dabo's safe and Dabo's going to be given a shot to get Clemson back on track. But in your time covering college football, from a national perspective, do you feel like this is going to sound unfair. Do you feel like Dabo being given the chance to get this program back on track is contradictory to the new era of college football that we're in, where it's not about what you've done for me in the past, it's more about what have you done for me lately?
Yeah, and that's fine. I actually think that's the smart move. I mean, again, if this is going to be like the NFL, then programs like Clemson, like, I guess Penn State didn't really see it that way, but LSU, you know, you have to be able to accept that you're going to have bad years in there. It's not going to be Alabama-Clemson in the national championship every year anymore. I don't think so. I mean, that might sound contradictory because the school 15 minutes from where I live won the national title last year and looks like a better team right now. So, But, yeah, I wouldn't fire Dabo Swinney. I think it would be idea. Now, I know there's some things within the program, portal, etc., that you guys have talked about for years, but I don't know, man. They won the ACC last year.
Yeah, they did.
Bill, what are you hearing now? We've now had a couple of weeks almost. It feels like forever since Florida and Penn State made moves on their head coaches. LSU has obviously done the same. There's all kinds of big jobs all over the place. What are you hearing sort of back channel stuff about who LSU, Florida, Penn State might be targeting now that some of the biggest names are being locked up by the schools that currently employ them with more lucrative deals?
Yeah, I mean, the Penn State thing might have backfired a little bit. I mean, because Cignetti and Rule were the leading candidates and both signed lucrative extensions. You know, you look at who's next. I mean, they'll probably look at a Mike Elko or a Jeff Brohm. And or even a Brian Hartline. I know that name was generating some buzz through the rumor mill last week, the Ohio State offensive coordinator who might be the best wide receiver recruiter of all time. I mean, I'm not putting that lightly. Look at all these guys on Sunday. The other job, LSU, I mean, I don't know. That one, now that you have a president and you know, you're working on getting president, athletic director, the structure in place, I wouldn't anticipate that LSU makes a move until the season's over. You know, you'll start to hear that buzz pick up once they'll zero in on some candidates, once all that's set and the committee's set, and that'd probably be right around rivalry week, end of the regular season.
Bill, do you think it's a foregone conclusion after what, you know, the Brian Kelly situation and them ultimately not liking a guy that came down from up north, and we know how a lot of people in the South feel about people from up north. Do you think it's a foregone conclusion that whoever takes the job at LSU will, you know, at minimum have some kind of SEC experience and ties, or do you think they're going to kind of, you know, buck that trend and go national again, even though it may net them another coach not from the Southeast, which is what a lot of fans want?
Well, I mean, the fans can want what they want, but I mean, I'm talking to you from Big Ten country. I could care less who these, as long as they win and work hard. And I talked to Jacob Hester about that last week, former LSU fullback, kind of the embodiment of the LSU way, by the way. He's an awesome player. And he was quick to point out, hey, you know, they've won two of the last three baseball national titles with a guy from California, Jake Johnson. They don't care where he's from. You know, Les Miles was from Ohio. Nick Saban was from West Virginia. I think I get your point, and yeah, but I think LSU, you know, you got to be comfortable. If you want to hire a guy with SEC background, I understand that. But, I mean, that's not a perfect analogy to me. You hire guys to win football games and work hard. And it doesn't – to me, it doesn't matter where they're from. That's just my opinion.
We're talking to Bill Bender of The Sporting News. Bill, I was going to ask you about this when we brought you on, but got sidetracked. Did you see on Twitter over the weekend where I was reading a thread and it was involved? I think it was a repost from you that's somehow I was looking at Brett McMurphy's tweets as well, where somebody called Bill Bender Buckeye Bill. Is that, are you okay with being referred to as Buckeye Bill?
I don't care. I mean, I'm not like an Ohio State fan necessarily. So,
is that the narrative?
Oh, you can call me a Big Ten homer, and that's fine. I don't care. Like that, I will stump for the Big Ten and homer, but realistic. Like I'm not sitting
yes.
here. Am I saying that the Big Ten should get like seven playoff teams? No. I do think Ohio State's the best team in the country.
And no, I do too.
I don't think it's, you know, like there was no debate to me. Like if you want to throw, you can make a case for Indiana. You can make a case for Texas A&M. You can make a case for Alabama too. I mean, they did beat four ranked teams in 4 weeks. So I respect that. But, yeah, you can call me a Big Ten homer, but you know, I'm from Ohio. It is the Buckeye State, so maybe that's what they're
talking
about.
You're right.
Bill, I know how the Gamecock fans in our audience would answer this question, but in your opinion, is Mike Shula's career as a play caller in major college football over? Or would you predict that Mike at 60 years old might get another chance somewhere else? Is that NFL experience going to be valuable enough to give him one more shot at this?
Maybe. I think maybe. And, you know, you never say never. I think 60 isn't what it used to be. A lot of these guys sure. get past – once you get past 65, I think that's that number where – you know, and that's incidentally, that's right where Brian Kelly's at. And we talked about that a little bit where, you know, if Brian Kelly or Mike Shula or whoever decides to take a coaching job, once you get to 64, it's okay. Like if Brian Kelly retired, I wouldn't look at him. Like, I'd be like, yeah, he had an awesome coaching career. He won a ton of games. He didn't win a national title. There's a lot of great coaches that didn't win a national title.
There are. Speaking of great coaches that didn't win a national title, Bill, there were a lot of people believing that Hugh Freeze could bring Auburn a national title. However, that ended quickly. Your reaction to the Hugh Freeze news over the weekend, where does Hugh end up, and what direction do you feel like Auburn's going to go?
You know, it was a matter of they lost too many close games. And I think Auburn fans and the Auburn administration got fed up with it. When you go 1-12 against ranked teams, I mean, that's the job you signed up for. You can't say, hey, you know, we just need to. I do think he did an okay job there. I don't know how to view the Auburn job right now because it's five straight losing seasons that they're looking at. And in 2020, Gus's 2020, they were 6-5. So I just, you know, maybe you got to take a hard look at the program first before you can see anything else there. As for names, I mean, one of the most popular names in SEC country over the next few weeks is going to be John Sumrall. You know, whether it's yeah. Auburn or Arkansas or LSU even. I mean, he's got two lane ties. This guy's won a lot of football games. He's a really good coach. But, you know, I think he's one name to pop up, James Franklin. The usual suspects. The thing about the Auburn job is that could draw any number of candidates because they've proven that they the SEC thing you guys were talking about, that doesn't apply to them. Didn't work with Brian Harsin, though, that's for sure.
Bill, still a lot of football to go. You know, these teams still have 4 weeks, but and a lot can change in that time. But with the new first college football playoff rankings being out, who right now kind of sits in your mind as, you know, on the positive side of benefit of the doubt if it came down to them being in that 9, 10, 11 to 13 range as being a team that still would get enough benefit of the doubt to really be entrenched in that conversation and who just kind of hasn't done enough even if their record right now looks pretty good?
Well, you know, any one of those, whoever wins the ACC, they're all ranked below all the Big 12 teams. I think Utah has limited upside where they're at because they already lost to Texas Tech and BYU, so they're going to need help to move up anymore. It's hard to look at them and say, yeah, you know, they might get in, I guess, unless the Big 12 gets three playoff teams. I think there's Big Ten teams that are all clumped together. You know, one I've been saying all day, you know, just keep an eye on Washington. You know, their schedule set up that they could go 10-2. I still think 10-2 is kind of the minimum ante to get in. And if you can get to 10, you're in good shape. But I think some of these teams, there might be a 10-2 team that gets left out. One very interesting 9-3 team to me, potential 9-3 team would be Texas. The Longhorns, let's say they split with Georgia and Texas A&M. Also Ohio State, one score loss at Florida, have beat two top 10 teams. I think Texas is the most interesting team in the rankings.
Bill Bender, The Sporting News. You can give him a follow on Twitter, on X at BillBender92. When you look at the 12-team college football playoff bracket projection, Bill, Memphis playing Georgia 12-5, Oregon, Texas Tech a 9-8, Virginia 11-6 versus Ole Miss, and a 10-7 with Notre Dame and BYU, Alabama at 4, A&M at 3, Indiana at 2, and Ohio State at 1. Of those that we all saw released last night at 8 o'clock with a college football playoff bracket projection, of those teams, give me one that you believe will be looked at as maybe a fraud, but you believe Bill Bender could make a run to a national championship.
Well, I only think there's like four teams that can win the national championship.
Oh,
right
wow.
Now.
So, okay.
I don't,
so would you say you'd say it's top heavy?
Yeah. You were saying pick who can win the national championship, looking at these 12 teams in the field right now, I would say Ohio State, I would say Alabama, A&M, Indiana, I guess. I mean, they did beat Oregon. And then in that 5 through 12 range, same. I don't think anybody 5 through 12 can win at all.
So,
Why
did we expand, Bill? Why do we expand? Why do we expand if that's the case? Why do we expand to 12 teams?
Don't yell at me. I would go back to the BCS if we could.
That's kind of my point is, and I agree with you. I've said the same thing for the past couple of years. I agree with your answer of I see 1 through 4. I see 3 teams that could win the national championship. I'm just asking when you talk, you and I both know why they expanded because of the dollar and making more dollars. But that's kind of my point the whole time has been, okay, you expanded, but you're still going to be left with the top four.
Money's always the answer, right? And I'm not trying to throw a wet blanket on the 12-team playoff. I'm just saying that it's on any given year in the 15 years that I've covered college football at Sporting News, there have only been 5 or 6 teams that can actually win it.
And that's
the same case this year. Like, we could make a case for Georgia and say maybe Georgia could win a national title because Kirby has found ways to win close games all year. We can make a case for Notre Dame, but Notre Dame lost its first two games and they lost to Texas A&M. So, and I'm not sold on Indiana as a national championship team. I think they're really good. I'm really impressed with Kirk Cignetti, but I need to see him play Ohio State. So, I'm glad we get to tell other stories in the 12-team college football playoff, but like, let's not pretend like all 12 of those teams have a chance to win it.
Sure.
Bill, we do a segment every Friday. We call it our weekend menu, where if you can only watch one game each time slot, which one sort of demands the most national attention? I'm going to simplify this or maybe make it harder. It depends on your perspective and say that you only get to watch one game all day this coming Saturday. From your national perspective, what is the most compelling game that people have to watch? Is it the 7-8 BYU Texas Tech matchup? Is it A&M Missouri? Is it Oregon Iowa? Maybe even Navy Notre Dame. I know that holds a lot of nostalgia value to a lot of people, but the single most compelling game on Saturday.
I think obviously that matchup between Oregon and Iowa will be a lot of fun. Texas Tech BYU is the best answer because it is a top 10 game. And when I was talking about national championship contenders, Texas Tech, like, I was texting back and forth with a good friend over the weekend. I said, well, why don't we just do a playoff with the four best SEC and Big Ten teams and call it a day? And then, but as we were talking through it, he's like, nah, see what this Texas Tech team can do. And I agree with him. They're really good on defense. Baron Morton, they're kind of, they spend a ton of NIL money. So that's out there. So they're definitely one of those teams we're keeping an eye on. And that would be the one game I would watch.
Bill, as we let you go, your upset pick for this weekend?
I'm going to go Iowa. Okay. I don't love it. It's that line's kind of been tripping me up all week. You know, Iowa, Oregon's a good team, and I think Oregon's getting a little undervalued, but they are going to Kinnick. It's a good Iowa defense. I'm wondering if Iowa, they're going to have to generate something in the passing attack, but as we know up here in Big Ten country, Ferentz does it once a year. He pulls one of these, and they almost did it to Indiana, so I know they're going to have Oregon's full attention.
Plus, that weather's supposed to be nasty in Iowa this weekend. Maybe it slows down that Oregon offense.
Yeah, and you never know. Like I said, so I've got that. That one will definitely have my attention. And you said Missouri-Texas A&M would be more interesting if
– Yeah.
I want to see how Zollers does, the backup quarterback, but I think it's going to be a little bit harder for them to win that game.
No doubt. Bill, you're the best man. As always, appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on, guys. This is great. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Bill Bender, The Sporting News. As I said, make sure you give him a follow on Twitter if you have not done so. Bill is just the best, at BillBender92. Again, Bill Bender of The Sporting News.
Don't fans, especially on social media, don't they love to label you as a homer for this team or that team, standing on behalf of a conference? Bill doesn't care. His job is to talk national college football,
yep,
and he's going to talk about the best teams. If that means you got to talk about Ohio State over and over and over again, that means everybody else needs to get better and get into the conversation.
Buckeye Bill was what I saw on Twitter this week. I was going to bring him in with that when we brought him in on the interview and just get his live reaction and not joke about it, but maybe not the best thing to do there. He does a tremendous job. He really does.
When we come back, Cole, the South Carolina Gamecocks are off to the races in the season. The question is this a make-or-break year for Lamont Paris? We'll get into it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tolos, we're continuing the conversation as we are live at Ingles Markets. We're live at 8650 Asheville Highway in Boiling Springs. Still have a gift card or two, and we are here for another hour if you want to stop by. It's the Springfield location on Asheville Highway right across from Mountain View Prep. Stop by and grab yourself an Ingles gift card. We'd love to give you one.
Cole, how much pressure do you think Jeremiah Donati, the athletic director at South Carolina, is or should be putting on Lamont Paris entering his fourth season in Columbia? Not a lot of data, you know. Hopefully Jeremiah is learning patience with hires and giving these guys time to figure things out, and especially in this modern era where your team basically changes over 80% of it plus on a year-by-year basis. But Lamont Paris, Cole, is sitting at 50-49 now that one game of the 2025-26 schedule has happened. Before that, he was a dead even 49-49. Do you think this year is a referendum on Lamont Paris? Do you think that Lamont needs to be feeling some pressure to maybe make another push back to the NCAA tournament, which he did in 2023-24, to really have a good, safe feeling about his job?
I'd say he needs more support than he does pressure. And this goes back to, I believe, something that we as fans get wrong, and even the athletic directors and the board of trustee members and everybody else out there who is involved with hirings and firings. I believe that we often forget, if you're an AD, if you're in a position of power, yes, you should have pressure on your coach. You should expect to win. But are you, as an athletic director, doing every single thing you can do to empower them to win at the highest level, letting them bring in who they want to bring in, letting them hire who they want to hire, letting them get the authorization to do things that takes their program to the next level. So to answer your question, I think Diesel, with that being said, we forget a lot of times we think, oh, it's all on Lamont Paris. Well, no, not really. It's on Jeremiah Donati, too, to allow Lamont Paris to give him the tools that he needs to be successful. And I don't think that he's done a good enough job. I think Lamont's going to be fine. I don't think there's a lot of pressure on him.
I wonder if Lamont would say, hey, I need a better assistant coach. I need a better trainer. I need this. I need that. I mean, he's the one who's hiring these guys, right? Is he having to go to his third, fourth, fifth pick to get who he wants? I don't know. But at the same time, Lamont Paris is at the mercy of a lot of times at the collectives and the people putting NIL money into these programs, because, you know, it becomes, well, who can we pay to bring in? Who can we kind of coach up and get them operating at a high level really, really early?
It's going to be real quick. Yeah. As an AD, how can I, if I'm your AD and you're telling me that, how can I, as the AD, make everything in this department better and funded better, from the Garnet Trust to the collectives to every single thing? It's not just about hiring and firing coaches. It's about an AD, Diesel, an athletic director, having his hand in every single pot and doing his best. I think we just put so much blame on these coaches, but, man, at the end of the day, the ADs have to do their part too.
Can he justify taking money away from football? If you're going to allocate money based on which programs are winning and which programs aren't, or you want to allocate it based on what you want to see as far as an investment, I want to invest in basketball because I want to see basketball be at the top half of the SEC. Well, that money's got to come from somewhere, and usually that means either cash-strapping the smaller programs on campus even more, or it means taking a little bit of money out of your football budget. And how do you justify doing that when your fan base wants football to be king on campus?
And so, again, I think that's why it's such a tough job.
Yeah.
Athletic directors do have a tough job, but guess what? If I want to be the best AD, that's an excuse. We're going to go find the money. It's an excuse. We'll go find the money. Well, if I want to win at the highest level, I better give my coaches the best support I can give them. I don't want to. I'm so sick of these coaches being blamed for everything. Let's give them the support they need to bring in the best players out there.
A couple of cupcakes over the next few matchups, but then it gets tough, Cole. We're going to see what this South Carolina Gamecocks team really is made of. They're at number 90 right now in the KenPom. Again, one game in. It really means nothing until you're 10 or 15 games in. But four-week opponents to start the season. Then November 21st, they've got a matchup against Butler, the number 72 team in the KenPom, and then against Northwestern, the number 59 team in the KenPom. So, you know, I think the South Carolina Gamecocks are going to get off to a good start, probably a 4-0 start, hopefully. And then if they can split that Butler and Northwestern, now you're talking about, hey, we might have a pretty decent team on our hands this year.
You could be. And again, I said it earlier in the show, I think they have more depth. I do. I think they have more depth than they've had, and I think that's important. I think they're going to get more scoring production from that depth, get those guys going off the bench like they did last night, had a couple of guys off the bench really be productive, get Eli Ellis going. I still think he's very undervalued and underrated as well, and I think he's going to be just fine when it comes to being a role player in his position. Will he be a starter? Probably not, but I think he'll be just A-OK. So I'm excited to see what that bench production looks like.
Texter at 844-326-36. 663 says Lamont has to win or go. Program has plenty of money. He just can't recruit the high school level, and that's where your depth comes from.
What do you mean program has plenty of money, Texter? Where do you know that? What are you basing that off of? Again, these fans think they know so much, and I'm not saying they don't, but, man, I'm not saying I know more than you, but I do. When you're in the know and you have sources like I have down there, I'm telling you, it's not all about Lamont Paris is a really good basketball coach. And if you think he's not, then you just don't know what you're talking about. Simple as that. You've got to do everything you can do to give that guy the tools and resources he needs in a conference that is demanding, I'm telling you.
I do wonder, though, and you've heard this saying, it's an old one, you know, you don't throw good money after bad, and I wonder – if Jeremiah Donati feels this way, I highly doubt that he does. I'm just saying it just to make a point here. But if he says, look, we've thrown them the resources at a competitive level to other programs in the SEC where we want to be, and it's just not getting done, then it's not worth it to spend money, more money on this team than we already are.
Yeah, and again, if that's the case, then fire them. Go get somebody else. You know, that's the world we live in. That's the cycle. No, nothing's good enough anymore. Lamont Pierce isn't good enough. You know, it's just people don't understand, man. It is just tough. The answer nowadays is always fire somebody, and I think we've kind of missed the point. But that's just me. Diesel, we've got a lot of audio to get to, a good old-fashioned sports soundtrack audio blitz next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.